WikiLeaks superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? WikiLeaks superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. I'm your host, Ricky Lee Travolta, and I sincerely thank you for joining me here today on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. If you're going to be outside the listening area, you can stream us or catch up later via podcast by going to huntleyradio.com. I am very excited for what I think is going to be a really interesting interview. There are numerous awards recognizing professional theater, but the wonderfully gifted talent in the community theater ranks often go unrecognized. Changing that for the North and Northwest suburbs of Chicago are the Lou Awards. Joining me today to discuss this young and growing theater awards program is co-founder and president of the Lou Awards, Kenzie Perry. Welcome to the show, Kenzie.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So now, to run a theater awards program, you have to know at least something about theater. So let's talk a little bit about your background in theater in general, and then we'll start talking about the awards.
Absolutely. So I'm so fortunate to have grown up in an area, Skokie, Illinois, that really values the arts, with a family that's been really supportive of the arts. My father, Brian Perry, is actually a professional actor in the Chicago area. So we grew up with a lot of theater around us. He would always have a new musical soundtrack on whenever he was driving me to school or to various like practices and rehearsals after school. And he would tell me about the musicals. And I just got so, I fell so in love with theater, particularly musical theater, although I do very much appreciate performing in and viewing a fantastic straight show as well. And I participated in theater in high school and college. And then when I graduated with my music ed degree, I just knew I needed to find an outlet, and community theater is where I found that. I did some shows near the Skokie area, and then when I moved out up north to McHenry County, I got very involved in the Woodstock Opera House, primarily performing, but I've also done some music directing in the past few years. And I recently relocated to Palatine, and I'm really excited to get involved in the theater scene out here.
Very neat. Now, you mentioned you got started you worked heavily with the Woodstock Opera House. What were some of your favorite roles that you performed in there?
Oh, that's a really good question, because I do feel like, as it is to say, every show holds a special and different piece of my heart, especially at the Opera House. I got to be involved in productions with both Woodstock Musical Theater Company and Town Square Players. And this past fall/winter, I was in Elf Musical with Theater 121. And that was such a fun time, just such a great cast that really gelled. I also really enjoyed, and this is one that kind of everyone in this group says, The Drowsy Chaperone, circa 2015. That was just such a fantastic production with such a fantastic cast and team. I feel like that makes such an impact when you get to work with people that are so talented that you also care so much about.
Now, I believe Elf and Drowsy Chaperone were both directed by Roger Zawacki.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful director.
Yeah,
love
absolutely.
Roger. I mean, that speaks for itself, for the wonderful experience. When you get a chance to work with Roger, it's just fun. Now, you mentioned growing up in Skokie. I just have to ask out of the just odd question. Did you ever work with Upstage Downstage Theater?
No, I'm not familiar with them, but now I need to look them up.
Well, they're gone now. They were a theater when I graduated college. I joined the board there and directed a bunch of shows, and that was in Skokie. So I was just wondering if you'd happen by. But
small world.
Yeah. Now, you had all this experience in theater. You're going to bring that experience to Palatine now. Do you have some target companies that you're looking to work with there?
So there's the Cutting Hall Performance Center in Palatine that has a few different theater companies that perform out of there. I'm hoping to get involved with them and maybe some companies in Schaumburg, and just kind of the area. There's a lot of companies that I'm still learning about, which is really, really exciting. So
Now,
we'll see.
another way to get involved in theater in that area is through the Lou Awards. And there's nominating people and voting and so forth. Why don't we talk a little bit about the Lou Awards, and maybe you can tell me if some of these theaters in Palatine are going to be a part of it in the future. But I think it got it started because of Lou Zarni, who is, well, he was just a wonderful gentleman. I had the great pleasure of doing Cat on a Hot Tin Roof that he produced. And he had to talk me into doing it. And I'm so glad he did because he was just so wonderful to work with. So I know a little bit about Lou, but I wasn't involved in his life a long time. And so I'd love to hear your perspective on Lou Zarni, who these awards are named for.
Absolutely. So when we were had the idea for this company, which I would love to get more in depth about as well, but Lou Zarni had recently passed. This was around the fall winter of 2018, and I had the pleasure of working with him on Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, which was my musical direction debut at the Opera House. And I had heard his name a bunch. I had never worked with him prior to this, and I was just so at peace and so happy to work with him all the time. As a new music director, and I was in like my mid-20s, I feel like working with somebody, an actor who has been around a company a lot in various roles, can be a little bit intimidating. But he never made it that way. He was so respectful, so hardworking, so fun-loving. Like he was just a little jokester. And I was just so inspired seeing him working along, I mean, three generations. His daughter Lisa was in that show, and his three grandchildren were in that show. It was just so inspiring. And I mean, when you think of the person, the qualities of somebody that you would love to work with in a theater company, he really checked all the boxes. So I thought he would be a great namesake for our awards.
So the company, as you refer to it, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I said before, my father's a professional actor in the Chicago area, and I've had the pleasure of attending the Jeff Awards with him several times. And he has won once, and been nominated at least seven other times. Fun story, the first time he got nominated was for a performance that I was born during.
Oh, wow.
Literally born during. They had to call the performance. He was there, and the way the Jeffs work is you have to have a full cast there. You can't have any understudies to be considered for the Jeff Awards. So he was kind of quietly told that, if you could stay, I know your wife just went into labor. But they made an announcement saying that because one of the actors' wives had just gone into labor, they would be cutting intermission, and he would not be at curtain call. So they worked that out. And then he zoomed over and probably some hours later met me.
So
But
you have been involved in theater since literally since before birth.
Basically, I've been making a scene since before birth. That's a really good point. But yeah, I kind of going along with him and seeing how the Jeff Awards themselves, the award ceremonies work, and hearing from him how the Jeff Awards work, it kind of got my gears going about, what if there was something like this for local community theater? Because as there's a lot of talent, like you were saying before, there's a lot of unsung talent in the community theater world. And we're all folks who have jobs, who have families, who have stuff going on, and then we choose to get together and make theater for the sake of making theater. So it kind of popped into my head, and around the late fall, early winter of 2018, I kind of put some feelers out to social media saying, hey, who would be interested in having something like this exist out in this area. And I got a lot of enthusiasm. In particular, my good friend Jen Kalchick reached out, and she actually wound up being our co-founder.
Excellent.
Yeah, she's a fantastic business partner, really. She had to leave us after our first season because she and her fiance Dave, both of whom I met from the Opera House, because
wow.
the theater moved out to Fond du Lac, Wisconsin for a new job during the pandemic, which totally understand, but that was definitely hard to lose my partner in crime, but she was just such a great co-founder with everything. And now I've got some other fantastic folks along on the board of directors, as well as the nominating committee. So yeah, we started all that up, really brainstorming at the end of 2018, early 2019. And then spring of 2019, we put out an application for theaters in the North and Northwest area of Illinois. And after we got applications for that, based on that, we put out applications for nominating committee members who would then go view productions at all of those theaters. So it was a very daunting yet fun process, because through the whole time, we got to and still get to work with people who are just as passionate about theater, especially at the community theater level, as we are.
Excellent. You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today, my guest is Kenzie Perry, and we are discussing the Lou Awards, named after the late longtime community theater veteran Lou Zarni. The Lou Awards celebrate the best in community theater throughout the north and northwest suburbs of Chicago. You can find out about the Lou Awards on Facebook, and you can also contact the organization via email at louawards@gmail.com. So you've come up with this idea for this theater awards program. You got to tell me how the nitty-gritty works, because that had to be a big puzzle to figure all that out. Tell me about the madness.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it was very much a labor of love, but especially in its early days, it did feel like another kind of part-time job. At that point, I was at a point where I was working three part-time jobs, and it felt like another one, but again, labor of love. We were reaching out to theaters, basically any way we could get to them. We were talking to people who participated with various theaters in the North and Northwest area. We were messaging theaters on Facebook, emailing, and we started out our first season with 15 theaters participating, which
was awesome. Great. Yeah.
Yeah. And then same thing for the nominating committee. We posted kind of an application on Facebook, and then we had an interview process. And while along the way, we took times to establish, mainly Jen and I, myself, the two of us as co-founders, work on our bylaws so that this organization can outlive us, for lack of better terms. And so we have a structure from season to season, as well as becoming a 501c3, which was a lot of fun paperwork, but it allows us to do a lot of fantastic things. And getting people excited. I want to say our first season, we had, I think, 19 nominating committee members. And season to season, that's, you know, nominating committee members have come and gone based on availability, location. Some folks have moved. I mean, we started our first season, 2019, 2020, was cut short due to the pandemic. And some folks relocated because of that. So there has definitely been changes in that way. But for me, kind of seeing the bigger picture and then tackling different pieces of the puzzle at a time has been what I found to be the best way to start and keep this organization running.
Well, you know, one of the keys to the organization is having quality members on the nominating committee. So what are the qualities that you look for when you're interviewing and selecting people for this honor?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're looking for people who have a lot of experience and are very enthusiastic about especially community theater. We're looking for folks who can share their perspectives on specifically what they like and what they look for in a quality community theater production, and kind of understanding how that might be different than a professional production that you see downtown. For example, a big thing there is budget. You know, community theaters technically don't have the budgets that Broadway and Chicago might.
Right.
And then we also do kind of like a mock review where we'll have folks talk about a production they've seen recently and talk about some elements that they really appreciate about it and what maybe fell short for them, and covering as much as they can there. And that kind of gives us an idea about what kind of eye these folks have, because we're looking for somebody who sees the details and notices the different elements of theater. I mean, we all have our kind of specialties in the theater world on our nominating committee. Again, I'm a performer, a musical director. We have directors, we have stage managers, we have props designers, costume designers, choreographers, kind of a little bit of everyone, scenic designers, sound designers. So it's great that people are coming in with all those different perspectives.
And about how many members are on the nominating committee?
Currently, we've got 18 for this season. We are looking actually right now, I guess this is a good time to plug this.
Yeah.
We actually have our application for participating theaters up right now on our Facebook page. So if any theaters in the North and Northwest Illinois are looking to participate next season of the Lou Awards, you can check out our application on our Lou Awards Facebook page. It's open until May 28th, and we've already gotten some applications that we're really excited about. So we're looking to expand, and then kind of based on that, we will likely expand our nominating committee. So if anybody listening is interested in serving on the nominating committee next year, that application will likely be popping up in early June on our Lou Awards Facebook page.
You know, I think as more and more people learn about the Lou Awards, you're going to get a lot more theaters wanting to join this great program. And, you know, what qualifications does a theater have to meet to be a participant in the Lou Awards?
Great question. So a theater should be considered a community theater or a community college theater. They should be considered a nonprofit or not-for-profit. The productions that are considered for the Lou Awards must run at least 2 weekends and have at least 6 performances. And that's so that we can make sure that we can get nominating committee members out there, since life moves fast. And any eligible productions must have a majority of cast members be at least 18 or older. Now, some of our theaters do have children's productions or productions that run a little shorter than that, you know, 2 weekends, 6-show minimum. Those productions just don't count, like don't qualify for the Lou Awards, simply because it's hard to compare a children's production with an adult production. We also have productions that qualify that maybe have some cast members that are under 18. For example, Elf, you know, we got Buddy's younger brother, and, you know, some productions that have, you know, those child roles, or maybe some high schoolers are participating. As long as at least 50% of the cast is 18 or over, then that production can qualify. And I think that's, in regards to stipends, because some community theaters do give stipends to their performers and production team, the maximum stipend that can be given for an actor is $200, and the maximum stipend that can be given to a single production production team member is $2,000. Additionally, theaters must reside in the following counties: in Cook County, Lake County, McHenry County, Winnebago County, Boone County, DuPage County, and King County. Currently, those are our 7 counties. We may expand in the future. I've actually had some theaters who are interested in, who are in other counties, reach out for us. And because all of our nominating committee members are volunteer, I have to say, not at this time, but, you know, maybe in, you know, the next decade or half decade, we can have other branches of the Lou Awards or something similar like that.
So now, does everybody on the committee see every show? How does the voting work?
Another great question. So we schedule 3 nominating committee members to see every eligible opening night. So that's something that we do twice a year. We sit down, we have a meeting with the whole nominating committee, and we schedule out our opening nights for like each half season. We schedule September through February and then March through August. So we have three nominating committee members attend every eligible opening night. And then after they attend that opening night, they let the board of directors know if they think that at least one element of that production is nomination worthy. If they could see at least one, oftentimes there's more than one, but at least one element, whether it's a performer, a directing team member, or a designer, as Lou nomination worthy. And of those three folks, if at least two of the nominating committee members that attended the show on opening night recommend at least one element, then that show is then Lou recommended and moves on to the second round, where we send at least two more nominating, or I shouldn't say at least, we send two more nominating committee members. So it's a total of five nominating committee members that see any Lou recommended production. And what they also do afterwards is they submit an adjudication form that goes to the board of directors. Again, going over those three categories, performers, directors, and designers, and noting any nomination worthy performers, directors, and designers, and giving as much detail as possible so that at the end of the season, when we vote, we have all that detail from all the different productions that we're seeing that our nominating committee members can vote on and decide the winners.
Excellent. And now you mentioned that you like to send your nominating committee on opening night specifically. Why is that?
I think it's a good kind of middle ground for all theaters. I don't know if middle ground is the right term. But if every production is seen, every eligible production is seen on their respective opening night, I kind of see that as a way to keep things fair, since in a way, productions are competing against each other for the awards.
Yes.
So seeing it on opening night, you know, we get to see everybody's opening night performance. Also, that's how the Jeff Awards do it. It's a similar process. They send two people. We went with three because we figured an odd number would be better for, you know, yay or nay. But yeah, that's why we send three folks on opening night. And then if it's recommended, we send two at some point throughout the run of the show, depending on their availability.
And is it hard trying to coordinate schedules to make sure that enough judges or nominating people see the show?
It can definitely be challenging, especially at challenging times in the year, like around the holidays, or, I mean, spring right now is kind of a busy time for community theater. What we do is we send out an all call on a Saturday. It's usually a Saturday because usually Friday nights are opening nights.
Right.
And we give folks time to respond. And we also strive to keep our counts, like our show counts among the nominating committee, as even as we can, knowing that some folks will have months where they have a lot more free time to see shows and months where maybe they're in a production or they're on vacation or work's a little busier. So keeping that in mind. It's definitely something that over the 3 years that we've done this has become a little bit more fine-tuned.
And is there any kind of presentation of the awards? Is anything virtual or just an announcement? Or
yeah, so what we do is in September of this year, we will announce the nominees of all of our categories. To be nominated, that means of those five people that saw your production, three of them had to note you as nomination worthy. So it's a big deal. And usually those three saw, you know, the production on different nights. And we announced that in September. And then October is our award ceremony. I should have had this date on me, but let me look it up. It is the Sunday before Indigenous Peoples Day this year, which is Sunday, October 9th.
Excellent.
In the evening. Yeah, we had our very first award ceremony October 2020 on Zoom. We did a Zoom webinar that we invited our nominees to, and we live streamed it to Facebook for our very first ceremony and for my very first time doing anything of that caliber on Zoom. it went so smoothly. Thankfully, we had some great folks on our side. I mean, I'll give a shout out to our secretary, Mike Frail. He was kind of our Zoom guru and said, okay, I'll spotlight this person once it's announced that they're the winner, and then I'll spotlight this person when they're announcing the award. So people got to accept awards virtually from their own home. It was like, and the winner is you. And then cameras on and you give your acceptance speech. This year, we're actually still working out. There will probably be a virtual element to our production, to our award ceremony. We'll have more news on that hopefully within the next couple of months, but it will be Sunday, October 9th. And the hope eventually is to have an in-person award ceremony so that not only can people celebrate and accept in person, but we can also have live performances from the productions that have gotten best production of musical or play nominations, kind of like what they do for the Tonys. Yeah. It just does something similar, so kind of along that line. So we're not just celebrating the winners, but community theater and our theater community as a whole.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. You can also stream the show at huntleyradio.com. You can also catch up on past episodes via podcast at huntleyradio.com. Today, my guest has been Kenzie Perry, president and co-founder of the Lou Awards, celebrating the best in community theater in the north and northwest suburbs of Chicago. For more information, you can search Lou Awards on Facebook, or you can email louawards@gmail.com. Kenzie, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me and for investing your time and energy in this wonderful awards program that I think is, I just want to see it succeed because it is such a great thing for the community.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.